AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, German Chancellor Angela Merkel delivering remarks about the U.S.-German alliance today as they tour an Alpine, a Bavarian Alpine village, sampling the wares of a street festival.
I want to thank everybody for this wonderful visit to this beautiful village. I know it's a lot of hard work when I come to town.
The pair meet later today in private ahead of the start of the G7 summit of the leaders of the world's largest economies. The summit meetings are expected to be dominated by discussions of the West's response to the clashes between Ukraine and pro-Russian forces. Two convicted murderers on the loose. They were discovered missing yesterday morning at a maximum security prison in upstate New York near the Canadian border. Governor Andrew Cuomo says no one should try to interfere with those escaped prisoners.
These are two dangerous individuals. One was incarcerated for killing a sheriff. So these are dangerous people, and they're nothing to be trifled with.
Officials are trying to figure out how the men got their hands on power tools they say the inmates used to cut through the steel walls in order to escape the prison. A teen couple from Ohio suspected in a multi-state crime spree caught in West Virginia. AP correspondent Peggy Harris with more.
The week-long search ended with a police pursuit of the two teenagers. The teens crashed a vehicle that had been stolen in Pennsylvania, and they fled on foot before they were caught.
The 16-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl in the custody of West Virginia State Police. MERS takes a fifth life in South Korea. 64 people in South Korea have contracted the virus that causes the Middle East respiratory syndrome since last month, making it the largest outbreak of MERS outside the Middle East. This is AP Radio News. The long triple crown drought ends at the Belmont Stakes. Correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
American Pharoah went to the lead from the beginning of the mile and a half Belmont and did not relinquish it, turning a three quarters of a length lead in the stretch into a five and a half length margin over Frosted at the finish. It's the first triple crown in 37 years and the first in four tries for trainer Bob Baffert.
I could just tell about the eighth pole, it was going to happen. And all I did was just take in the crowd.
Keen Ice finished third. American Pharoah jockey Victor Espinosa said he just took off. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
Tampa Bay Lightning even the Stanley Cup final at a win apiece with a 4-3 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks. Game 3 Monday night in Chicago. In the French Open, top seed Novak Djokovic takes on Stan Wawrinka in the men's final later this morning. The French is the only Grand Slam tennis tournament Djokovic has not won. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.